Blackstone Audio presents A Peculiar People, Anti-Mormonism and the Making of Religion in 19th Century America by J. Spencer Fluman, read by John Pruden. For John Dunn, Ashley Marino, Sarah Taylor, and Mark Turco, who have found a better way. Prologue. On Familiarity and Contempt. Preaching to a Mormon audience in 1855, Joseph Young marked Mormon identity with biblical language. "I am aware that we are a peculiar people." Speaking in a similar venue decades later, Church President Wilford Woodruff softened the reference. "The Latter-day Saints are somewhat peculiar from other religious denominations," he told a congregation in 1892. Interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes in 1996, Church President Gordon B. Hinckley further shrank the distance between Mormons and other Americans. "We're not a weird people," he told host Mike Wallace. In another meeting with the press, Hinckley emphasized Mormon Christianness while preserving some distinction. "We are a part of the great community of Christians," he explained to the Religion News Writers Association in 1997, "and yet we are a peculiar people. We are somewhat peculiar in our doctrine." Just as anti-Mormon constructions of Mormon peculiarity transformed across the years, Latter-day Saints, LDS, have positioned themselves in various ways over time. Certainly, the two discursive processes have not developed independently, though the Mormon-produced Encyclopedia of Mormonism